so we can look ahead to Fight Night this weekend. Certainly now there's a step down in name and you know, name value.
Oh, come on now. I've had enough of your bashing of my
yeah. Go ahead and fill people in. I think there's some, you know, fighters on this on the main card coming up Saturday that are people are less familiar with than CM Punk and Alistair Overeem. I'll go out on a limb.
I like the top three fights. I mean, it's, you know, it's a TV card. Yeah. Dustin Poirier, who's a very entertaining fighter, who is, you know, one of my favorites to watch, was, you know, very good at featherweight, and he moved up to lightweight, and he's been, you know, he's been rolling in lightweight. This is a tough challenge, and Michael Johnson, although Johnson has lost his last two, so he needs a win here. It's sort of against their usual principle where they like to match up winners against winners and losers against losers as far as most recent fights. But Michael Johnson on a losing streak, Dustin Poirier is on a winning streak, but it's still a tough challenge. And, you know, if Dustin Poirier can win impressively here, you know, continues his move up that, you know, that lightweight division. So it's, I think it'll be a fun action fight in the main event. And I could see that going either way. And the co-main event, another interesting fight that I could see going either way, in a pair of, you know, knockout artists, particularly Uriah Hall, one of the most spectacular knockout artists in the sport. Just a really dangerous guy against Derek Brunson, is sort of an underrated fighter, but a guy that's coming off a series of impressive quick stoppages. And, you know, I think it's, you know, a solid test for each guy. So they're both, you know, both of those main, you know, top fights are pretty interesting. And then there's the other top fight, which is Evan Dunham against Rick Glenn. Evan Dunham, one of the most perpetually underrated guys in the sport, because he fights at lightweight, which is a ridiculously deep division, and he keeps fighting these really high quality people, and he fights them very evenly, and he wins some and he loses some, but he's lacking that sort of that showcase win that moves him up into the next level. Rick Glenn, unfortunately for Evan Dunham, will not be that showcase win. He's making his UFC debut. He's not particularly heralded, but, you know, Evan Dunham's a you know, an excellent fighter, and Rick Glenn has his work cut out for him. So those are the top fights on the card.
And they don't even have a picture of Rick Glenn.
Well, he's making his debut. He also, it's also possible that he has, you know, some sort of secret identity. So you never know. Or it could be like one of those deals where, like, the territories where, like, you know, the same guys would, like, would back in the carnival days where they like travel around the country, but they'd go under assumed names because they didn't want people to find out that they were the ringer, because it was all about the gambling. So, you know, like maybe it's like some guy that's actually fought in the UFC before at lightweight, and now he's returning under the name Rick Glenn after having won on the regional circuit a lot.
That could be it. That could be it. Todd, that's why we have you here at PW Torch VIP for wild speculation like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wild speculation. That's informed speculation. I'm there's nothing wild about me, Wade. I'm controlled. I'm measured. I think things out.
All right.